Good morning. We're learning Chayodom. We're learning Klal Yudalid Simen Ches. So we spoke about yesterday that the idea of the minimum length of the Ritsua, and that has to do with the law of how to put on the Ritsua properly. That includes going around the biceps, down the arm, wrapping three times around the finger, and then tucking it in. So we mentioned that there's some opinions that a person, till he does that, he has not finished the process of kshira, and therefore he should not speak until a person has finished doing this process of kshira around the finger as well. That being said, if a person would hear Kaddish or Kaddush, he would respond, because since the main kshira, which is around the upper biceps, has been done, so some fulfillment of kshira has been done, so you're like you're holding in the middle of a mitzvah, and therefore you would answer. That's the explanation of the opinions which hold that you're allowed to say the psukim as well. One thing which we can derive from here is, though, that it's not appropriate for a person to be involved in other unnecessary parts, actions, in between putting on the shal yad and the shal rosh. Because you want to finish the act of kshira on the shayad, the bracha on the shayad goes on the shal rosh as well, and finish off the kshira on the shayad before you're involved in other things. So that would some people in between putting on the shayad, after tying it on their arm and wrapping around the forearm seven times, and then around their palm, they pull down their sleeve and they straighten out their jacket and they etc. Those things would not be appropriate to do in between putting on the shal yad and the shal rosh. The Chayyim continues and says, "Shir rochev haritzua lepachas karech sara." The minimum width of the ritzua is like the length of a sara. If you take a barley corn and you lay it lengthwise across the width of the ritzua, so that's how wide the ritzua has to be. If it's not that wide, you would put them on if you have no other tefillin available. So how long are these measurements in our modern types of measurements? So the Chazanish, according to the Chazanish, the length of a sara is 1.1 centimeters, which is 11 millimeters. 11 millimeters is the same thing as 1.1 centimeters. So that's the width of the ritzuas, according to the Chazon Ish, that they should be like that. If it's less than that amount, we'll see that it's possible to put on without a bracha, if it's not, nothing else is available, but you still have a minimum shear on that as well. According to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noya, the shear of the length of a sara is 1 centimeter, 10 millimeters, and so your minimum shear for your ritzua should be at least, to be here to the opinion of Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, should be at least a 1 centimeter across. This is important to keep in mind, especially around the areas where the ritzuas tend to get more narrow because they're being stretched, especially the area where a person is pulling on the ritzuas to tighten them, the area right around where you tighten the ritzuas on the arm and on the biceps, they tend to stretch a little bit and become more narrow. So the person should be aware of the width over there. If the person has ritzuas which are less than this shear of 1.1 according to Chazon Ish, or 1 centimeter according to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, so Mishabura says, if it's only the length of a chita, if you take the width of the ritzua is the equivalent of the length of a chita, so then you put it on without a bracha. If it's in between the length of the chita and that of a sara, so it's less than that of a sara, but more than that of a chita, so the Mishabura seems to understand that Bidi Evid, at least you could put it on with a bracha, if you have nothing else available. But if it's only the width of a chita, then even if you have nothing else available, you put it on, but without a bracha. Now, how long is the length of a chita? It's not a clear share which is given, exactly how long the length of a chita is. So I can't give you an exact number, but some suggest it's somewhere in the area of 7 or 8 millimeters. So if you have slightly less than your 1 centimeter, your 10 millimeters, let's say 9, you'd be able to, in the case of a bidyabed, at least put it on without a bracha. And we sum it down to the width of 9. You can put it on, with a bracha, with the width of 9 millimeters, you can put it on with a bracha if you don't have another option available. And less than that, a person should put on without a bracha. Have a good day.